Hi, Mr. President.
How you doing?
Fine, thanks.
Have a good weekend?
Yes, it was very nice. Thank you.
You got any suggestions on anything we ought to be doing further in Georgia?
No, I don't immediately.
That's a dastardly thing.
Terrible, wasn't it?
But it just shows that, as I understand it, it is the second or third time this had happened. Others hadn't reported.
Yeah.
That was an excellent statement by Carl. Did you?
Yeah,
did
he's damn good. I tried to call him, and I guess you talked to him.
Yeah, I did. Did you see him on television?
No, I did not.
Oh, it was exceptional.
He's awfully good, isn't he?
Yeah, it couldn't have been better. Couldn't have been better. Now, what about Florida? I mean, the Mississippi thing. Did you see where they got part of a body down
yeah.
there?
Yeah, evidently it's not. I just seen the papers, and then I had some contact with it, but evidently it's not any of the three.
Oh, it's not. Well, I got the impression in the morning paper that it probably was.
Yeah, but I had heard they've at least eliminated two, and they think they've eliminated the third. Hmm. So I think that we should keep those families advised, because I think it's awful tough on them. They keep reading about this stuff in the paper, and that they
tell Burke Marshall if there's anything that he thinks I ought to do at any time for you to get a memo to you, you get it over here to me so I'll know.
Yeah.
Now, one thing that I wanted to check with you before we did it, they tell me that we're getting in this list of there's about 40 of them turned us down on this advisory committee. I think that before we, I don't know how to really run that out. I'd hate to name somebody bad on that committee. Should we run those through the FBI, or you think I ought to run them through Burke Marshall, or what?
Well, I think if we could run any of the questionable ones through the FBI.
Well, how do you know who's questionable?
Well, I mean, if the president of a company or a head of a labor union or a distinguished citizen, one of those communities, I think we can be...
All right.
But I mean, somebody that nobody knows about, I think maybe we should run through the FBI.
I was disappointed. The only one that we lost in Texas, that's the only one I watched. They had 14, and Bryce Daniel turned us down. The only one that regretted.
Oh, that's too bad, wasn't it? Are there any others that were surprising?
Yes, there were. No, I didn't look at the list. They said there's 40 turned us down. I thought that's more than ought to turn the president down on a wire.
Yeah.
About 300.
Of course, it's an awfully controversial and difficult thing for some of these people.
That's right, and locally. But the ones that they picked in our state were mostly the people that you'd already had out in front, like Harry Aiken and the Western Man in Austin, and like Sam Bloom up at Dallas, and folks like that.
Yeah.
Okay, that's all I wanted to do. I want you to call me or have Burke Marshall call me on any bases I ought to touch. I don't want to get caught behind. I don't know anything
else. Could you give us a hand with the Bureau?
Yeah, hell yes. I think
that if you tell them to keep us advised, because most of the stuff now we read in the papers about.
Well, that's what I do.
For instance, the body, we just, we don't know. We haven't found out. And then I think also we should find out... I sent Hoover a memo today about to find out the conversations with Johnson and what's his assessment of what is going to be done in Mississippi by Johnson. And when the school opened up, it just concerns me about the fact that the school opens up in the middle of that convention.
That might be a good thing for me to do is to call him and keep notes on what I say and ask him to prepare me a memo. He hadn't prepared me a memo or told me any of these things, and it informed me and the Department of Justice simultaneously, something like that.
Yes, I think it's good for all of us to know, but I think that...
All I know is the details of it. He's never mentioned what he said to the governor said to me, but I saw in the paper, but it sounded like to me that he got along with the governor fine. I was a little disturbed with the New York Times report this morning that said that indicated that he got along with them too well. Halverson or whatever it was indicated that he was kind of a racist himself, and I had hoped that we could use him as our agent.
Yeah, I think if we can keep in touch with that fellow, that's a damn big plus up, I think.
Well, I'll just do that, and if I'll get him that request at the end of the day, and you watch it. If you don't hear from me tomorrow or next day, call me.
Mr. President, can I take up one other matter while I have you on? You and I talked about this narcotics, and I talked to Jack Valenti about it. And I said to him, it's an issue in California. California, yeah, New York. I don't know whether you want to bother this week with the Republican convention.
Yeah, that's a good time to do it. This is one of my lighter weeks. Anything you can dig up this week,
well,
good. Just tell him come on in. I told Jack when he mentioned it to me in some note over the weekend, just tell him come on in. I'd like to listen to it and hear about it and see what we can do.
That's good, because I think it could be helpful.
Yeah, anytime.
Okay.
And anything else this week. This is an easy week for me, comparatively speaking. The Congress is gone.
Yeah, well, that'll be good.
And if you know how to get any votes on poverty, get to work on that. Damn, that's a tough one, and they're going to try to beat us. Going to get it up next week in the Senate. And I see that Halleck and all of them are hitting at us with it.
Yeah, but isn't it going to go through all right?
I'm afraid not. I'll tell you why. We have only 2 weeks. That's number one. You have to pass the Senate to put the pressure on the House, so we won't get it through till the end of the week, say Friday. So that gives us 1 week then. The Rules Committee, you got to take the Rules Committee away from the judge. That's never been done on anything with civil rights. All 8 members got to be there, all 8 of ours. To get them to do it, then they got about 7 days. Then after you get it taken away from them, you got to get the votes in the House. The Republicans think they've got enough Democrats to go with them to beat it. So if you do that, then get it out of conference, both houses. Then you got to go get an appropriation. I don't see how you can do all that without bringing them back here. I'd be very interested in your reaction as campaign manager for 1960 and perhaps 64. Whether you think that I ought to ask this Congress to come back, I'm kind of scared to.
Oh, God, I don't think so.
Have you had enough of it?
Yeah.
Are you still bleeding from 60?
I think that was awful.
Well, the President, I stood down on the front row and had to make agreements on letting waitresses out, and I never saw it. He said, oh, just anything, Lyndon, to get out of here. Please let me get out of here. I'm going to lose election if you don't let me get out of here.
Exactly. God, and I think the record's pretty good.
Well, they're going to say that we got 32 bills, 15 of them haven't acted on, but we'll act on most of everything that Kennedy thought was urgent, we will have passed.
I think the impression is that you've done a hell of a lot with Congress, and I would do it, take it on, you know, I'd take it, not complain about Congress, I'd just say that this is we took a lot of positive steps and we can do more in 65.
And then get out of it.
Yeah, I sure would.
Think about it, and I'll talk to you tomorrow, next time. Bye.